verge. Sometimes lilies were so abundant that they covered an area of ground bright red. Lilies followed her, or did she follow them into the foothills of the Rockies by the Roosevelt ferry against the soles of her rubber boots as she held a jam pail and reached for blueberries large as thumbs, imagining in every bush rustle an approaching bear? She saw blooms in ditches, sometimes took one home, but more often sat in the grass and held it. Holy red chalice. Hera's wild color, upright, anthers throbbing with pollen, those dark eyes of feral presence the child could not understand. All she knew was they were the answer to the question, what single thing do you love? Lilies grow in a surprising variety of disturbed and undisturbed habitats. They do not grow on land that has been cultivated. In the back seat of the old gray Studebaker alone in a family, she rolled down the window, looked for what rose from the ashes of burned thatch, beauty in the verge. Train towns whistled years away, Saskatoon, Prince Albert, Kamsack, Edson, Dauphin, The Paw, Winnipeg. She hid images at the back of each desk, school to school, rendering them crudely with worn-down points of red and black and yellow Laurentians. Everyone else chose roses or daisies from yards. She searched for spears of red near sloughs, on the wayside, near railway lines, on the shoulders of gravel roads, that bright, transparent flesh. How can it be? A fire that occurs before the plants emerge can rejuvenate a lily population by stimulating growth in the flower shoots that have been waiting underground for years. Nature loves to hide, says Heraclitus. She waited, under books, at crossroads, in crevices of lost opportunity, after storms, so many fires. The girl learned death, disruption, a longing to belong and not to belong, to reach out, to retreat. Every so often something rose under her ribs, a shoot of joy, and it opened its wings, tried to lift her out of the smoke. She was suspended, neither grounded nor in flight. After the fire, the number of lilies was unbelievable. I have seen nothing like it before or since. Color in the hues of those sepals. Food and medicine for her Métis grandmother, a tea for fevers and childbirth, patience during drought, blessing in the small chance of a rhizome. Mother, child. 50 years later, the girl searches for what is now rare. Pick none, says the guidebook. Uncultivated areas are so few. Hope quiescent. A tiger story, lost and necessary. Where is the wild? A singular belief. Feral love.